Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Keehan. Today we'll discuss the article by Zhu et al. Titled, Significant Role of the Cardio-Postural Interaction in Blood Pressure Regulation During Standing. This article was published online June 16, 2017. Joining me today are Associate Editor Robert Hester, authors Kuyar Tavakolian and Andrew Blaber, and content expert Jerry Collins. Let's get started.
Thank you, Kara. This is Robert. I found this paper very interesting. We all know that when you stand up, blood flow tends to go to your legs due to gravity, and there's issues in terms of blood pressure control. Would one of the authors like to discuss sort of the physiology behind what happens when you stand up?
That's Andrew. Thank you. That's an interesting question and one that we've been working on for quite a long time. But most people will recognize what happens to them if they stand up quickly from either lying down in bed or sitting at the table after they've eaten. And sometimes you'll get this dizzy feeling, and that's just as previously described. Blood tends to want to go to your legs, and your body has to respond by getting that blood back up to your heart and then, of course, supplying the brain where, of course, you need to have appropriate blood supply, otherwise you will faint. And so there are a number of mechanisms that have traditionally been looked at in terms of how do we describe that process. And one of them is the arterial baroreflex, which basically takes sensors that you have in your arteries that detects a change in blood pressure and that alters your heart rate, increasing it and then causing your blood vessels to constrict to increase pressure. And that forces blood back up the body so that you can maintain appropriate blood flow. But what we're looking at in this case is another condition which can happen. Of course, when you stand up, muscles in your legs will contract, and that will also force blood back to your heart, and that is what we call a muscle pump. And so what we're trying to do in our recent studies is to look at how those two types of systems, the muscle pump and the arterial baroreflex, may work together in order to maintain blood pressure when you're standing.
Just for clarification, are you suggesting there's a direct neural component between your brain and your muscle pump to help maintain blood pressure?
Yes, that's correct. That's something that we've been working on for a number of years now, is to see whether or not this muscle pump is not just an active component that you do, say, while walking, but when you're standing on your own quietly, that there is a reflex which connects the blood pressure sensing capabilities of the body to the activation of these muscles. And this is what we've been trying to investigate with the techniques and experiments that we've done over the past number of years and are culminated in this one paper.
Would you give us a little bit of description of your experimental protocol and how you looked at this?
So what we've tried to do is to come up with a fairly simple situation which would allow us to see what happens when you undergo these very simple transitions that we do every day. So going from sitting to standing is something that we do all the time. And so we want to incorporate that procedure into our analysis because it's something that's done all the time by the body. So it's a reflex that should be easy to observe if we have the right types of technology and analyses. So in this case, we do a standard sit to stand, which has been used in a number of research laboratories for inspecting changes with aging and other types of cardiovascular disease, and then observing what happens to the blood pressure, heart rate, and skeletal muscle activation while they're quietly standing on a forced platform. So we get changes in center of pressure, which is body sway. We get changes in muscle activity. We get changes in blood pressure and changes in heart rate. And we integrate that in order to find out the answer to the question that we're asking, is whether or not this is actually a reflex. And in this particular paper, which was conducted by a master's student a number of years ago, Michelle Bruner, and also helped by Amit Garg, the co-authors on this paper, this experiment was designed to investigate what happens after you've done some mild exercise and increased blood flow and perhaps some venous pooling in the legs, and measured the sit to stand before and after to see if there were alterations in the reflex. We know there are changes in arterial baroreflex. The question was whether or not we would see changes in our proposed muscle pump baroreflex. In terms of the analyses done, I can leave that to my colleague, Dr. Tavakolian, to go through how they do those analyses. But the crux of the experiment was to understand what would happen if we changed the blood flow characteristics when you went from a sit to stand before and after exercise.
So, Jerry, have you got a comment about this paper?
Yes, I do. I found, first of all, the physiology most interesting, but I think one of the best contributions of this paper, from my standpoint, would be the new analysis methods, the wavelet transform coherence method and the convergent cross mapping method. I think bringing newer methods of analysis into old problems is a great contribution to physiology, and it certainly is in this case.
So can you give us a little description of the technologies that Jerry has mentioned?
What happens, as also Andrew mentioned, is that in this particular setup, we had three sets of signals recorded. So we had systolic blood pressure beat to beat measured by FinoPress, which shows how your cardiovascular system is working. We had the center of pressure measured with a force plate that the subject was standing on, and also electromyogram or EMG were recorded from these subjects. So the idea was the interrelationship between these signals. Each of these signals represent different systems. So the cardiovascular system, we have the musculoskeletal system and our balance system, each of them represented by one of these signals. The idea behind our analysis was to find the relationship between these signals and if there is any cause and effect relationship between periods of these signals. So, for example, as Andrew just mentioned, when you are losing your balance, you push on your muscles, and then that changes the amount of blood that returns to your heart, and that is affecting your blood pressure in the upcoming beats. So the idea is to analyze the sequence of these data that we have, the blood pressure and also EMG and the central pressure, and see if there is any causal relationship between these signals. These methodologies that we use, both wavelet and causality, have been used in analysis of other biomedical signals like electroencephalogram, EEG, in the past. And what we did was that we used these methods in the context of cardiopostural analysis. And the results presented here are the results of these algorithms that are fairly new in terms of being used in the analysis of biological signals.
One of the other things you looked at was the effect of a mild exercise, which I believe was about 10 minutes, fairly low level intensity. And if I understand correctly, there was a impairment of this muscle pump barrel reflex response following the exercise. Would you care to comment on that?
Yes, thank you. It is an interesting point. The student who had postulated the experiment and designed it, and when we actually conducted the experiment, the hypothesis originally was that with exercise, you would have an increase in blood flow, but we wanted to limit the amount of exercise so that we would not fatigue the muscles, because of course we were trying to look at muscle activity during standing, and we did not want to cause too much of muscle fatigue. So that's why the mild exercise was prescribed in this case. And what we found after the exercises was both that the arterial barrier reflex and the muscle pump reflex were less than they were before exercise. Yet the blood pressure that was maintained was equivalent to before exercise. So in other words, the hemodynamic status of the subjects were the same before and after. So the response that we saw appeared to be appropriate. But then the question comes, what is causing these to be reduced? And if you look at the fact that they had higher heart rates in these cases after exercise, then it suggests that the delivery of blood back to the heart was sufficient in this case, and extra effort required in order to return blood flow was not needed, which meant that, of course, when you have adequate blood flow, you can dial back the reflexes, which we see in many situations. The body wants to maintain homeostasis, but at the lowest energy state possible. And so what we now suggest is that because after exercise there was sufficient blood flow and maintenance of blood pressure at this new steady state, which was at a lower arterial barrier reflex gain and also muscle pump gain. Of interest in our situation was that we found that both of the systems were impaired or reduced to approximately the same degree. So they were both reduced, which suggests that perhaps the regulatory mechanism or the position of the cardiopostural reflex in terms of control may actually be above both the posture control and the baroreflex control systems within the body. So somewhere above that, there is a system which is regulating the two. It's something we're still trying to figure out exactly where this reflex would reside within the brain, but this is giving us some clues.
I did have another comment about the homogeneity of the cohort of subjects. They were healthy young subjects, and I found the analysis so interesting that I immediately thought, can this be applied in other conditions in health and disease to older people like myself, or perhaps people in other states of disease as well?
So this publication that you see here is in a series of publications that we have had, started by Andrew. There are papers also coming. This particular one was, of course, on healthy young subjects, but we have analysis of stroke patients and in like different situations that can induce cardiopostural changes, and we could apply the same algorithms to them. So, and the plan in future is also to go to look for concussion patients and Parkinson patients, whoever has balance problems. So this is going to be expanded to these type of patients.
I think two areas that are really of current interest are areas of athletics, in which young people participating in not only contact sports, but other sports, who are subject to falls or concussions, need better monitoring and better protection. The other area is the military, the post-traumatic stress syndrome occurrence in battlefield injuries is quite high. So I think those two areas are really fruitful areas that would contribute to the well-being of great segments of the world's population.
I'd like to thank Andrew and Kuar, authors on this paper that we discussed, and also Jerry Collins as the expert on the material.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology podcast. For more podcasts like this, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.